Get up, what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit me. Get up, fresh shot, come strut.
What it do, comic book heads? You know it. You know what you got. You know what you're listening to. It's finally here. After 1 year in the making, finally, you got yourself some serious nerd shit. And it's brought to you by the Raw, Live, and Unedited Podcasting Network, the RLU. You know what's good. This is, of course, your boy, the comic book head himself, A.O. Mr. Big Geek. And I'm ready to bust your ass with this shit. Buckle up. Enjoy the ride. Let's do it.
Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
All right, everyone, welcome. Finally, to serious nerd shit. Now, this is a comic book centric podcast. The only one on the Raw, Live, Unedited Podcasting Network. And been planning it for a while, you know, just had to make sure the time was right, and had to make sure everything was lined up and the stars were aligned, all that shit. And you know what? It's ready to go. This is actually just the introduction, where you will get my comic book story somewhere near the end or towards the middle of this introduction. And you'll get to find out how your boy got into comic books and why I love them so much, why I'm so passionate, why I go hunting fucking 3-4 days a week. Nah, that's exaggerated. Maybe twice. Every now and again, your boy goes hunting for them books. You know how I do. You see the posts on IG. But, yeah, man, this is something that I've been wanting to do. Me and Buddy Rich, that is El Sinestro, we've been talking about it for a long time. And I'm pretty sure he'll be making an appearance on this show sooner or later. You know, he's on that digital bullshit, which, you know, I fucking absolutely disagree with. But, hey, whatever floats your boat, you know, I got to have my shit in hand. It's just the way I am. Sooner or later, when I run out of room, you know, I got, I don't know how many fucking boxes now, I lose count. I might switch over, but then again, you know, pigs will fly one day, so you never know what's going to happen first. But let's get into this. And wait, before I even do that, let me just tell you what this is, just off the get, just to let you know. If you're looking for, let's see, maybe a podcast that, I don't know, tells you what games are hot in the streets right now, what new games are coming for certain systems, what games you need to get ready to jump on the sticks on and go to war with somebody, all that video game talk, guess what? This ain't that podcast. No, this ain't the one. But I will direct you to The Loading Screen, found every Monday on the RLU network. Okay, just to get out of the way, just to let you know what this is. And if you're looking for, I don't know, you in a show like The Walking Dead or even Game of Thrones, or you want to know what's worth watching, guess what? This ain't that podcast. You're going to be looking for shows or podcasts on Tuesdays. Well, no, that's my spot. Tuesday's my spot now. That's when you get that serious nerd shit. On Wednesdays, you can find yourself listening to Fear the Podcasting Dead, A Talk of Fire and Ice, one of my favorites, and rotating with What's Worth Watching. Stick around. Your Wednesdays are packed. Always going. My boys keep it alive. You know what it is. Now, if you want to know about everything pop culture, you're going to hear movie news, who's getting cast in what, maybe some toy news here and there. You know, some of that geek shit, some of that other serious nerd shit. You might hear it every now and again here on this show, but more than likely not, you hear me talk about it on the RLU weekly show, which drops on Thursdays. So if you want to hear about other shit, not comic book related, listen to that. You might like it. We get nasty on that show, for sure. Now, if you're looking for toy news, what's hot in the street, Who's making custom? Where are you going to get that dial from? Who's taking these hot shots in the ACBA community? All that good and wonderful shit we love. Guess what? It ain't this show. No. But, again, on the Raw Live Unedited Podcasting Network, we got something for your ass. And that is coming straight from my dudes, the Toy Migos himself. The show is actually called Toy Migos. Brought to you by Cheney180 and Ernie the Fallen Fed Man. They break shit down. They tell you what it is. Great fucking listens week in and week out. That drops on Fridays. You want your toy news, you get it there. You might hear some shit here, especially if it's comic book related, like Legend. Might hear that shit here. It's very unlikely. This is going to be 99.9% comic book talk. So, you know, you hit me up about something, I probably won't answer it on this show. It's going to be on another show. Okay, let me just bring it back to this. Let's keep with the weekly going with the RLU. If you want to hear more toy news, more pop culture news, covered some, you might hear something we missed on the other shows. Guess what? We got that shit covered, man. We're all over it. We got our dudes from the Go Figure podcast, man. If anything slips through our fucking cracks, they're on it. Or you'll get their opinions on something we talked about earlier in the week. Just a different spin on things. These kids, they know what they're doing. They're coming up on our ranks on the RLU. We're glad to have them. And that drops every Saturday. So that's where you'll find some more toy news, pop culture news, all that good shit. Go Figure podcast. Also on the Raw Live Unedited Podcasting Network. Now, Star Wars. Jesus, you guys know I'm a huge fucking Star Wars fan. You're going to hear a lot about Star Wars comic books on this show in the coming weeks, months, however long this I keep this going. I mean, I might even mention a couple books on this show now. But this is just an introduction just to let you know what I'm bringing to you. But back to Star Wars. If you want to hear anything related to Star Wars, I mean, we're talking about new movies, actors getting casted, fucking Star Wars toys. It ain't this show. I'm gonna be straight up. It ain't gonna be on this show. But once again, I got you covered. Or should I say, RLU has you covered. With our boys, the Sarlacc Digest. That show is just, goddamn, it's a great one. It's one of my favorites. That drops every Sunday. Darth Moocher, Ernie the Fallen Fed, those guys and their buddies, man, they're bringing just the hot shit. I love listening to that shit. I love Star Wars. But, I mean, if you want to hear the podcast digesting Star Wars topics over 1,000 years, I mean, we're talking about theories, like I said, news, toys, book reviews, plus new canon discussion, and some of the shit that ain't canon and we still love. I love that shit, motherfuckers. I love it. It's canon in my heart and my eyes. So, anyways, you want to hear all that? Sundays, tune in. Sarlacc Digest, they got that shit covered. Now, everything comic book related, you're going to hear it here. You know, I might drop something on one of the other shows, especially the RU Weekly, when something hot drops. You're going to hear about it there. If it's really, really one of those hot topics that carries on from this show to the next and it keeps us going, I might do that every now and then. But like I said, 99.9% of the time, you're going to hear it here first. And the format I'm going to bring you, of course, is going to be what I'm picking up weekly. Like, for example, my pick list. Now, pick list is something, if you have your comic book store and you visit the one you go into every week, new comic books drop every Wednesday. Your pick list is what you have in your box. You have about, well, my comic book store, I don't know, a lot of comic book stores I know do it. Mine's, I've been going to mine for almost 20 years now. And I've had the pick list ever since. And it's, you know, it's grown, it's shrunk. Right now, I got anywhere from 17 to 21 titles. That's not weekly, because, of course, they vary. They're bi-weekly. Shit comes out once every 3 months. Look at you, Black Mass, with your shit. But, yeah, I read all kinds of shit. Now, to give you a little example of what just, I mean, we're talking about, like, the big boys. DC. Batman. Tom King is fucking just killing it on that. So that's one of my favorite books actually right now. And, of course, sticking with the Batman, Detective Comics. Now, for the rest of the DC, unfortunately, I'm not reading most of those books, man. A lot of that shit lost me in the beginning of the year. I stuck around for Wonder Woman for a little bit. Lost me. I still love the artwork. David Finch was killing on it. But I never lost interest in the Batman. I'm sticking with those books, and if someone else, hey, they might pull a hot book out of their ass sooner or later, and I might jump on that. But for right now, DC only got those two books for you. Now, when it comes to the mighty Marvel, the house of Marvel, right now on my pick list, I have Old Man Logan. It's been fucking slain from the get, man, and it's getting better. Miles Morales Spider-Man, which is my favorite Spider-Man right now, because Dan Slott's writing the other Spider-Man book. That shit ain't no good, man. The Mighty Thor, Jane Foster Thor. It is a great fucking read, man. I missed out on the first arc that dropped two years back, I want to say. But jumped on this new arc, and it's just been so consistent with the read, man. The story's just been great. The action, everything about that book, it's one of my favorites. And sticking in the Marvel, I mean, those are like really the three that I'm reading when it comes to the Marvel characters. But Marvel, Disney, if you didn't know, Disney also owns Marvel. They're dropping Star Wars books for you at Marvel, and they're pretty fucking great. I mean, the Star Wars one alone, day one I was on that, man, and still on it. It's a great fucking read, man. That's one that also one of my favorites that I just can't wait to pick up that week it drops. And speaking of, this is something I'm just side note real quick. I will be letting you know, if you stick around, listen to me, listen to this show, you will be knowing what's going to be notable comics coming out that week of. This show would likely drop on a Tuesday. So I will tell you, hey, tomorrow watch out, these books are coming out. I'll let you know. Well, notable to me, probably most of the shit I'm picking. But if I'm hearing shits through the ranks, then it might be good. Some of the writers we like, some of the artists, I will let you know and give you a notable on what's coming out the following day. So that's something just to keep your ear out open for. So be ready for that. Anyways, back to the Star Wars book and the Marvel side. The Darth Maul miniseries. It's fucking so good, man. One of my favorite books right now. Also, another one that I can't wait to pick up once it drops. And, you know, it's one of the first ones I read when I get home. And, of course, The Mighty Sith Lord, Darth Vader. Man, that book. The first run from Marvel ended, once towards the beginning of the year, which is a 25-issue run of fucking fantastic. I absolutely recommend that you pick these up. I recommended my friends like Johnny Woo, Sergeant Bananas. I put him on that book. He fucking loved it. My buddy Phil, I think he's reading that book now. He fucking loves it. Well, now this is like the second part of the second arc. Starting from number one again, the new Darth Vader book, and they start off with the bang again, man. I mean, you gotta understand when you're getting these books from Marvel, now it's considered canon in the Star Wars universe. So this is real shit, man. What you're reading, it's not gonna translate to the film right away, but we're gonna get it, dude. It's part of that universe. So for those Star Wars fans, it's fucking very important that you read this book. I mean, maybe you don't like reading comics. If you don't like reading comics, why the fuck you listening to the show? But if you are reading comics and not reading those books, you are sleeping. If you're a Star Wars fan and not reading those books, looking at you, Rich, you are sleeping. This shit is canon. It is real. Stay on it, man. You won't regret it. Now, I'll go to some of the independents like Benitez Productions. Lady Mechanica is one of our favorite books. I say our, mine and my wife's. We love that. What's that shit? Steampunk. Not all of it, but that version, that Lady Mechanica. It's one that's always drawn our interest, and we stuck with it for years. We've met and talked to Joel Benitez many times, many shows. We got so many of those books signed. One of my favorite artists. We just love it. It's very consistent. It's one of my books that every time they bring out sponsors, we're on it. And another one, Animosity from Aftershock Comics. Now, these are just books I'm reading from my pick list, guys. So, you know, what am I, like 13 books in right now? 14? Animosity from Aftershocks. It is a great fucking book. I'll explain it to you later on when we get to the real show. Like I said, this is just the introduction to serious nerd shit. But that is a book that we are fucking loving right now. Totally original concept. It's just a sick fucking book. And when I mean sick, I'm not only like badass, but it is fucking twisted. Boom Studio Skyborn, man. That shit's one of my favorite books right now. It's a short miniature. It's like a 6-book run, but it's on my list now. I'm loving it. Skyborn, see about it. Now let's get into the company, which a lot of people would put third, I guess, next to the big two, but right now it's taking my top spot when it comes to comics. Comics, and that is Image Comics, you know. Brought you Spawn in the early days, Youngblood. Now, you know, if you're reading The Walking Dead, Invincible, fucking all kinds of shit that are coming from these from this comic book company, and it's great stuff. Some of the stuff on my pick list, man, Romulus, great fucking read. God Country, holy shit, that just ended, but I recommend it. It is fucking outstanding. Green Valley, never read anything like that. It put its hits on me, and I loved it. Seven to Eternity, god damn, another original story. The writer escapes me at this time. I mean, my notes are all over the place. You know, I'm a little jumpy just getting into this. But when we get into the hour show, I'm looking like 60, maybe 70 minutes for the show. That's going to be the runtime. Well, it really depends on the content of that week. And we'll see where we can go with that. Another one from Image that I'm reading. Shit, what's another one that's just killing it? I mentioned Invincible. You know, just that's one of the Images known for that book. I am actually reading it. I got into it way late, but that is a good fucking read, man. And you know what? It's coming towards its end, I want to say. It's about a couple months away from ending, but it is a good book. A lot of people sleep on it. I absolutely recommend that. And one of my other favorites from Image is Monstrous. It's something, I think we met the creator. And just hearing her story of what it was going to be about, seeing the art to it at one of the shows. I want to say it was either WonderCon or Stanley Kamikaze a couple years back when we first introduced into these characters of this story. And we've been with it ever since. It is a fucking great book, dude. You never read anything like this. Looks anime-ish, anime kind of thing, but it is a great fucking read. I absolutely recommend that. And one way out of left field that I'm fucking with right now from Avatar Press, Uber Invasion. Just look it up. Read some of that shit. It is good. Original shit. So that's just a little sneak peek into my reads of the week. So after that, let's see, where can I go from here? Oh, yeah. My comic book story. Stick around. Here it comes.
Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine.
And I'm back, and this is it, my comic book story. Okay, so I've been collecting comic books since 19 years old when I was introduced to them. Back when I was a kid in the 80s, 90s, so I want to say around 89, 90s when I was first introduced to comics, but it goes a little bit before that. So pretty much my story goes that when it comes to these characters, the comic book characters, I didn't know any of them. The only thing I remembered as a kid, I'm maybe 6, 7 years old, 8, that always stuck with me was, that Spider-Man show from the fucking 70s, they would rerun that shit. I remember one of my uncles was really into it, and I'd watch it, and that introduced me to Spider-Man. Didn't know anything about the comics, just what I saw on TV back then. The Bill Bixby Incredible Hulk, which is, to this day, I remember a lot of the episodes. Man, I just remember being stuck in front of the TVs watching this shit, and I was amazed by this character, the Incredible Hulk, man, this good guy monster, you know, till this day, he's one of my favorite characters of all time. Even though the books are lacking, there's great runs like Planet Hulk, Future Imperfect. That's another thing I'm gonna do, guys. I know I didn't mention it in the beginning intro, but I'm gonna give you guys a throwback must read that it's going to be my recommendation on a book you should be reading. And before I end this, I'm going to give you one just to wet your whistle, you know, get your appetite going on what I got to give you of some of my favorite reads of all time. Let me get back to, excuse that little side note, a quick aside. So let's get back to the characters I was introduced to. And of course, the 60s, 70s Batman, the Adam West shit. I mean, come on, dude. As a kid, How could you not like that? Just corny as fuck, you know. As a kid, you see the booms and the pals and all that shit. You're into it, man. A little 6-7 year old. I remember when I was watching that shit, and this is all a rerun. It been off syndicate. Well, I don't know when that shit stopped, dude. I don't really know the history of it. I just remember watching it or seeing somebody in my family watch it, and I'd go, especially if I go over to my grandma's, my uncle's watching, they're into that shit. But that's all I knew. It's Hulk, Spider-Man, and Batman, you know. And I had no idea they're, you know, Hulk, Spider-Man, part of the same universe. We got a Thor, we got a Daredevil back then. Didn't really care for them. I just seen this green monster and watching Hulk. All that pretty much changed a couple years later when I got a new neighbor. A kid, his name, it's fucking weird ass name, never heard it. Didn't hear it before, haven't heard it since. Kid's name was Balau. Balau. That's the, I swear to God, that was the kid's name. And his brother was, Tony? Older brother. Anyways, they played football with my older brother. That's how I met them when they moved in. That's how we all pretty much, met. They were a couple years older than me. I didn't start playing ball until I was a little older, about 10, 11. Baseball, yeah, all since fucking a kid, like 5 years old. But football, my mom didn't let me do that physical shit till I got a little bit older. But, they collected toys. They had their He-Mans, their G.I. Joes. Me and my brother did the same thing. So I remember my brother invited me to go to their house because he met them from the football team. They talked about toys. And we went to their house one day. And we're going over there. We're going to look at their toy collection, go play toys, whatever, you know. It's about 9 years old at this time, 9 turning 10 in that time right there. And when we're walking up to the house, Bilal's sitting on his porch and with like a stack of magazines. From what I knew, like Mad Magazine, what else was back? Fuck, I don't know what other magazines were around back then. But that's what it looked like to me, just a stack of magazines. Man, I've never seen a comic book before that, so I don't know what the fuck they were. And he's reading through Uncanny X-Men, man. I don't remember. The issue escapes me right now. But he's reading through it, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what is that? What are those? He's like, oh, this is the X-Men. These are the X-Men, man. Like, Wolverine, Cyclops. And I'm there like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is that? Like, I have no idea. And then he just pretty much broke it down. Like, hey, well, you know about the Hulk and Spider-Man, right? Like hell yeah, TV. He goes, well, this is Marvel Comics, this is a source material. They originated, I don't know what the fuck that meant at the time, but he was explaining to me they originated from these comics. Like, here, check it out. Here's a Hulk right here. Gave me an Incredible Hulk book to look at, and I'm like, holy shit. You know, you open it up, you see the art, which fucking blew me away, word bubbles, and I'm like, hooked. Right there. Fell in love instantly. And matter of fact, he's like, here, man, you know, a couple of these. These are pretty beat up books. You could tell he binned and read through them, and he just has them laying around. You know, as kids, when you get these books, you don't pay no never mind to them, man. You just keep them in corners. They rolled up in your pocket, just like you would see them do back in the day. And my buddy Bilal was the same, and he shot me a few of them, man. He shot me like three or four books, a Spider-Man book, a Batman book, Detective Comics. And it was my first time seeing Batman in a comic book. And like I said, I was fucking awestruck. Like, holy shit. Gave about 3 or 4 books to have. Boom, boom, boom. And, after I knocked those out, I went over the very next day, like, where do we get these? Where did I go? Grocery store? And he pretty much directed me, like, nah, man, they're Circle K. Down here in Southern California, I don't know, they're probably everywhere else in the States, I don't know. There's a store called Circle K, and of course the 7-Elevens all over the fucking place. They've actually had spinning racks at that time. This is like 89, 90, around that time. They had spinning racks of comics in their fucking stores. You could walk in, buy your Now Later, your M&M, your Chico sticks, and boom, you have comics there. So of course he takes me, he's like, here, look, the Circle K was around the corner from my house. And we go in there, and I've been in the store many a fucking time, but, you know, I've never seen these fucking comics in there right there in my face. I think I snuck a look at a Playboy or a Penthouse, something like that, you know how I am. Anyways, but even back then, man, I didn't know what the fuck I was looking at. So, and I'm looking at these books like, holy shit, like, and looking at the price, I ain't got no money on me. He's all, and he pretty much told me, well, don't trip. every Saturday and Sunday at the Orange Show. Now, let me explain that real quick. The Orange Show is like a flea market swap meet thing that happens every, till this day, still goes on in another city away here in Southern California. And he told me you can get comic books there from a quarter to 50 cents, man. Just save up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like this weekend, I'm going this weekend. And sure enough, after busting out some chores, you know, I got me, what, $10, $15, $20 that week. And I asked my mom, can we go to the Orange Show? There's something I want to go. And I remember my family always going. I just wanted to stay home that Saturday, watch my cartoons, my He-Man, my Ghostbusters, my Thundercats, my Transformers. Just stay home and watch that shit. But I got to go get these comics, right? So I go, me and my brother, my mom, we and my sister, we head out to the Orange Show. Sure enough, there's all these vendors and shit, and I know which one I'm looking for. He explained to me there's this older black gentleman that has these comics. When you see him, you'll know. Sure enough, probably an hour into the swap meet, the flea market there, I see this stand, just boom, comic books here. Real big sign, and beeline straight to, I just walk without telling everybody, just straight, you know, I can hear my brother tell my mom, there he goes, he found his shit, and it was the first time I've seen long boxes. Like, dude, 15, 20 long boxes. And I'm like amazed. Like, holy fucking shit. At that time, till then, I just seen the spinning rack. So I'm like, holy shit. And the guy's like, hey, you looking for certain comics? I'm like, bro, like, teach me. Like, Dr. Strange shit. Like, show me. Like, all I know is this character that I just read an X-Men book. I fucking love it. Where are your X-Men? You know, this and that. And he's showing me, oh, you want some X-Men over here? And Batman over here. You like Hulk? Yeah, fucking like Hulk. Boom. Spider-Man, boom. So he's showing me his books. And I noticed he had a rack, like a display rack, on the side of the long boxes. And one book caught my eye. It was a blue and black cover. And it said, Dark Knight. And it has this lightning with the silhouette of armored Batman there. We all know what that is. Now, the Frank Miller Batman. And it just caught my fucking eye. I'm staring at this fucking thing. And he knew my attention. Because I'm fingers, hands in the long box. But I'm looking at this fucking book like, holy shit, what is that? And the guy's looking. He noticed that. I looked and he goes, oh, man, yeah, this is Batman. This is The Dark Knight. It's a futuristic Batman story. Again, I didn't know what the fuck that meant. Like, futuristic. Like, what, the Jetsons? You know? And he started laughing. He's like, no. Like, here, open it up. He showed me. This is the first time, man. I'm looking at this Frank Miller art, and it's over. It's done. And I'm like, holy shit. And I think at that time, those books' cover price were about $4.99 or exactly $5. I got to reach into my bins and pull it out. But he had three of those books. He had The Dark Knight, three of the four there. And I'm looking at the price, you know, $5 each. I'm owing there 20 bucks. I'm looking to take stacks home, you know, with these 50-cent books and quarter books. But some just told me to get those Dark Knight books. And I'm like, shit. I've already started piling a little stack. And I'm just trying to decide, what am I going to do? And I'm like, well, I see one, two, and four. Do you have a three? He goes, no, someone just bought the three. He goes, tell you what, man. If you want to take them all, I'll give you all three for 10. And I'm like, holy shit, so I can get these books that look fucking dope and then spend my other 10 on just other, you know, X-Men, you know, Hulk, Incredible Hulk, Batman, Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man books. You know, I'd like, it started working out in my head. How am I going to do it? To this day, I still do shit like that when I'm out hunting, man. So I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, yeah, I'll jump on those. Like, give me. So, of course, he got them. He pulled out the ones I wanted. He bagged, bored them. But the first book that I actually paid for in my hand and said, well, because I was going to buy that Batman one first, Dark Knight number one first. And then I'm like, when he told me, hey, if you want all three, I'll give you all three for 10. So I'm paying for the fucking Dark Knight book in my hand, giving him the $5. So that is, till this fucking day, man, I'll never forget the feeling and sliding the book and the money same time to the man. Him sliding me the book, me sliding the money. First comic book I ever fucking bought, dude. This is just, you can't write this shit. Especially when you come comic book heads. I know you're feeling this shit right now. You're like, motherfucker, this shit fucking happened, man. The Dark Knight, Frank Miller, number one. First run, no second run, no third run bullshit. Very first one he had sitting there at a fucking flea market when I was fucking 9, 10 years old. I bought this shit for $5. And then he gave me the other two for another $5. And I was fucking stoked, dude. And funny thing about that, real side note, it took me like 2-3 months, or him 2-3 months, to get that number 3 in. So I couldn't finish that fucking story. I read 1, 2, and then 4. I don't know what the fuck happened in between. So I'm like, bite my nails, what the fuck, this is a great story. And I didn't really understand that story till my teenagers, when I read it again, once I had the full run. But like I said, 2-3 months later, when I went back, he actually had number 3, got it completed, read it, love it, one of my favorite stories of all time. And I took that in a stack of X-Men, Incredible Hulk, Batman, and Spider-Man comics, man, and that's my fucking comic book story. That's when, you know, I fell in love with them a week earlier at my buddy's house. You know, he shot me a couple free. Those are the first ones I owned, but technically I didn't pay for them. The Dark Knight, number 1, Frank Miller, was the first comic book I've ever bought in my life. And then I got 2 and 4, and then the miscellaneous books, and I didn't even have a fucking box at the time. I kept them like a stack next to like my books in my room on some kind of shelf. But I took care of them. Because at that time, he did put them in the sleeve and board. And he bagged and boarded them for me. And they just looked just awesome. Like, I didn't want to fucking touch them. But, you know, I had to read them. And I've always loved reading since a kid, man. So, I was hooked. I was fucking hooked. It was over since then, no matter 10 years old, man. No matter what came, no matter what sports they put me in. It always came back to fucking comic books. No matter how many girls I done ran through. You know what I mean, boys. You know what I'm talking about. No matter how many places we moved, my comic books, my love for comic books, my passion for comic books always stuck with me, man. This is just something that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. And it's something that I introduced all kinds of friends to. It's something I introduced my children to, my wife. She kind of knew a little bit about it because of her brothers collected too. But serious nerd shit, the shit your boy Ayo's all about, got my wife into it. And that's how it started, man. And ever since then, you tell me there's a comic book store in your town, and it's local, anywhere around here, man, an hour away, I'll hit that motherfucker and I'll go diving in those long boxes just because of the love I have for comics. And that's just the way it's always been. It was really over when I got a car, dude. When I got my first car, it was fucking over, you know. But yeah, I used to ride my bike, me and my buddy Phil, Thunderpush 83. Shout out to my boy Phil. We'd take 30-minute bike rides to the comic book store downtown to get our fucking comics, man. That shit, that's something we always fucking laugh about now. But, man, it's just our love for these fucking comics, man. And, yeah, you heard me right. I know my buddy Phil since, we met in the detention like a few years after that. We were like 11, 12 years old when we met. We've known each other ever since. He was the best man at my wedding. He's just my best friend, man. He knows my collection. And I always told him, you know, read this, read that, read that, read this, jump on this, don't sleep on this. So, yeah. That's pretty much the introduction to this show. There is my comic book story. And eventually when I have guests on here, I'm going to hear their stories. I always want to know how you fell in love with the comics. What got you? Was it your dad? Was it an uncle? Did you happen to find a spinning rack somewhere at a convenience store and just bought your first comic there? Whatever it is, man, I love comic books. So I love to hear how you fell in love with these comics. So when I have a guest on, it's one of the things you're going to hear. And, man, just stick around. You know, I'm going to bring you the news. I'm going to tell you what's hot, what you should be reading. Some shit to stay away from. But then again, you have your own opinions about your own books. Maybe I'm missing out on something that you're reading. Holla at your boy. Tell me what I'm missing out on. Hook me up. We'll keep it going from there. Just remember, man, it's just something that I'm very fond of. Something I could never let go. And like I said earlier, I'm gonna be doing this till I'm an old man, you know. I just love it, man. I have a love for this, and it's turned into that serious nerd shit, and that's what I'm trying to bring you. So you stick around. You will get the good shit when it comes to comic books from your boy Ayo. And, one thing before I go, you know, this is something I wanted to save for the actual show. Fuck, I'm already almost 40 minutes into this, which is going longer than I expected, as just the introduction. But still, this is something I got to do. You will get this weekly by me. I will give you a comic book read, like something you absolutely should be reading, should pick up, a throwback, if you will. And for this very first one, is I got to go with a classic, one of my favorites, which is What If number 26, titled What If the Marvel Heroes Lost Atlantis Attacks. Now, this is one of the first books that I've seen almost all my favorite characters die. Killed. People just getting killed left and right. I seen that shit when I was a kid, man. It fucked me up. But then again, the story was so good. The shit that happens in that book is just unforgettable, man. Till this day. I have about 3 or 4 copies, just in case people, they never heard of it, especially close friends. I'll give them one of my copies. They're not going to get my very first one or my cleanest copies, which is like a 9.8. It's fucking clean as hell. Because the sentimental value of that first one, it ain't going nowhere. It's just one of my favorite reads of all time. It's a one-shot. But like the What If comics were back then. If anybody remember those, they're fucking great reads. Especially the early runs. Holy shit. So you can be hearing a lot of those from me in my throwback reads. But for sure, if you're going to read anything, a throwback pick for this very first introduction show is What If number 26. What If the Marvel Heroes Lost Atlantis Attacks. You will not regret reading this book. Absolutely fucking 10 out of 10. It'll break your heart, but you'll see some hero shit go down in this, and it's just, you're going to love it. It's going to be an instant classic once you read this. And with that, I'm out, and I'll be seeing you every Tuesday on the RLU, Raw Live and Unedited, baby. I know it took a long-ass time. Rich, you've been calling me out on it. Chaney, I heard that fucking call out the other week before. But it's here, man. And I'm going to stick with it. Let's see where it goes. Hopefully you guys stick around with me. Enjoy this ride. Buckle up.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did.